Podcast episode 4. Today we're going to talk about Kamikaze, but first, I'm going to give a shout out to 3v3 Commission, the card game.
Woo!
Check them out. We'll have a link in our description, and we have an article on our website. So let's introduce the people I have today here with me. We'll start with my right. We've got my good friend next to me.
My name is Brian. Hi, everybody.
And then next to him, we got...
I'm the better friend, JR.
No.
Well, debatable still, but he keeps sending me Disney YouTube videos, and I'm not really liking that.
Man. Oh, I'm not going to sing now.
Don't sing on the podcast. Okay. All right, so we'll move on from you, and next we have...
Hi, my name is Richie.
That's it?
Well, I build it up as we go along. We introduce myself, it gets...
Sponsored by GigaBuncher.com.
All right, and next to him, we have...
Oh, hey, I'm Tanisha. I'm the newbie.
Tanisha's our new volunteer. And so this past weekend, we all got to go up to LA for Kamikaze, Stan Lee's convention, year 2, which must have been way better than year 1, because everybody said year 1 they were in a parking lot.
they're in the underground parking lot / hey, if there's no cars there, then it could be a convention hall.
They have really? A convention hall right above that.
So
yeah, exactly.
They really had a convention in the garage the first year?
Yeah. So, I mean, it grew,
like... Why does
like,
that make you laugh so much?
Because, like, in old school E3, that's where all of, like, the ghetto swap meet vendors used to be. So it's, like, the lowest tier hall in the LA Convention Center.
Okay. Even though it's a parking lot.
Exactly.
Okay. Ghetto hall.
You know, on day one, there was a little trouble with trying to get in.
Oh, gee! I wonder, was there a little trouble getting in?
It was all the trouble.
Whatever.
Justin, how long did you wait outside in the hot LA sun in 103-degree weather?
It was around hour 30, hour 45, and 104-degree weather.
Oh, I'm sorry, 104.
Yeah.
How long did you wait in line, Dustin?
You know what? It took me about 15 minutes to get inside, because, mm-hmm. yeah.
Bought on site?
Our good friend,
oh.
who shall remain nameless, because... secrets I don't want to give away.
Don't tell them how you got in either.
Take us through the secret entrance that no one knows about. Yeah.
So
Brian went
with
you too.
TWP.
So. Whoa.
Hashtag.
So yeah. So though, we'll start with Nisha. Well, we're going to talk about what our like most memorable thoughts of Kamikaze was. And so Nisha, what was yours?
For me, it was definitely Kevin Smith. He was at Kamikaze doing his Batman on Batman podcast, and it was running a little late, and I was walking around trying to get to it, and I ran into him, and I was just like, Kevin Smith, oh my god, I love you, and just hugged him.
Was he wearing his hockey jersey he always wears?
Yes.
Okay. The blue and orange one?
Yeah.
Puck you.
Oh, is that? Yeah.
Puck you.
That's not a real team, right?
That's his team.
Well, I mean, not a real team. You know what I mean.
Yeah. The Hercules team? The one,
he
you know, Hercules, right?
Team.
Kevin Sorbo, right?
Yeah.
He owns a hockey team?
Whoa.
I fell in love with Kevin Smith at Comic-Con this past year. I went to a Batman panel. I think I already told the story, but I'll tell it again. We went to a Batman panel, and it was supposed to be for kids, and he was the host, and he just cursed the entire time. And all the parents grabbed their kids and just walk out. I'm like, I love this guy. He's awesome.
He gives no Fs.
Richie, what was your experience?
I liked how, well, first... I didn't wait in the heat because I was like, no, I wait in the hotel room.
Weren't you like 4 hours late to the car?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to wait 4 hours.
Hey, you know what? At least you guys and JR got to go get breakfast. Me and Brian just like sprinted into the freaking con.
Yeah, we had water.
Me and Lawyer Man went and had breakfast at a
I thought you
beer joint.
These guys too.
No.
No?
They hate us. They hate us. They had a car.
Oh, we visited Frankenstein's, the future home of Reactor Con. And then it came in and was like, yeah, best Kamikaze ever. No lie.
Yeah, and the creepy stares from the people staring at me in my Emma Frost costume.
That too.
You got stopped, didn't you? A little
yes,
bit?
Yes, by the guy in the front.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that were like awkwardly asking her for photos. Like they would have their camera on ready, already taking pictures, but like, can I get a photo?
Yeah. It's like, can hey, I have this photo I took already?
Hey, miss, can I have a photo with you? Don't be afraid
I
to
was,
ask.
I was the purse holder for a while.
You were. Awesome. I mean, that's all you're good for, really.
Awesome job. I'm a pretty good coat hanger, if anything else. I'm pretty tall.
All right, Jerry, what was your favorite part of Kamikaze?
Making Richard and JT cry. That was cool. That was my favorite part.
They got salty, didn't they?
Love you, Richard.
Just Richard? JT, I love you.
I don't.
Okay.
Oh, guys.
I don't love them. I hate them.
Well, at least it's
Brian hates everyone.
Yeah, it's true. He does hate
okay.
He claims to love us all, and then he'll be like, no.
He steals bras.
Wow.
Yeah. If you guys didn't see the video that Brian put up, he loves him some bras.
Next day, pineapple.
But, yeah, my favorite part, I got to meet Tara Strong. I proposed to her, and she did not even notice. That's cool. It's cool.
No,
I love you.
Wait. So he has this ring box, and he goes
to don't tell them my secrets.
He goes to propose to women, and he has no ring in there.
Oh, yeah. That's
and they're just like... What?
I think I figured out part of the problem. Tanisha explained to me that women like rings.
Yes.
Not the box.
Not the box.
The box is what they get excited about, JR. It's the ring.
Okay,
inside.
So I've been doing it wrong for a while now.
Yeah.
She eventually gave me a ring to give to them. So I found Jessica Negri.
Yes.
And I proposed to her. I tried to propose to her. I pulled the ring box out.
Proposal block.
Yeah, she stole the ring box out of my hand before I could say anything. And she's like, I got this. And she proposed to me instead. And I was... taken off guard pretty hard right there. So,
I'm going to skip Brian and say that's probably one of my favorite parts of the con, too.
Yeah, I know. So I didn't think
that was pretty good. It's a pretty good day. So, besides the 104-degree weather, getting sunburned a little bit. It's a pretty good con.
Yeah. Got to propose to Sarah Strong, got blown off. Then Negri proposed to you. And
I don't remember anything else about the con,
you never.
Everything else is a blur.
I'm married now, so.
No. BS.
We haven't set a date yet.
You did not say yes, and then she gave me the ring back and walked away.
No, we had to keep it cash because she was busy, but so we haven't decided on a date yet.
You said cash, guys.
And,
are we okay with it saying cash?
I would like to do it this year. This year before 22nd.
Present.
This one's for 22nd. So, I mean, keep your
presentation.
Your calendars open.
2013, JR and Jessica Negri.
Yep.
We're gonna
that's okay.
Battle the Dragon
I have enough
Con
love
wedding.
In my heart for you as well.
I was gonna say, what about Christina V and Tara Strong?
We can move to Utah.
Oh, I'll start a collection for that.
Whoa! Yeah.
So Indiegogo, move Justin to Utah.
all right. Snacks.
Multiple wise
Brian. What was your favorite part of Kamikaze?
I think just the whole con itself. The way I like to tell people is that it's a much more watered down Comic Con, if you will. And what I mean by watered down is. Me and JR have talked about this, is that they were trying to comply to like different audiences and different fans. I mean, you had the comics, you had the anime, you had the hentai, you had the superheroes, you had everything. Just like Comic Con.
I love how Brian sneaks in hentai and like.
Well, or did you bring the? You brought the hentai.
No, I didn't.
There was no. I saw some too. I'll admit it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't buy any.
Shifty. But I mean, that's what I liked about it. I mean, Comic Con. If I were to change the name, it would be like Pop Culture Con because everything is there. And I like that. That's what Kamikaze did. They had everything, just like Comic Con, but you
it, was
know, it wasn't crowded.
Us,
right?
I like how the halls are big enough where you can walk.
Yes.
Yeah.
The spacing between booths were nice.
Yes, and like it was big enough where you can take pictures with cosplayers and not feel like you're blocking the entire aisle.
Yeah, and what they did something new this year was with the they had the panels. In the dealer's hall?
Yeah.
With on the huge big screen.
Well,
and they had
that was the main panel.
Those were the main ones.
That's a pretty cool idea. I actually
those
like that.
The most popular panels.
That right.
And like if that was Comic-Con Hall H, you would never be able to get in there.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. But this way, all of us could see and hear it from no matter where we were.
Yeah. The first year of Kamikaze, they had like six different panel rooms within the same exhibitor hall space. So sometimes you get this crosstown, and I'm like, who am I listening to? But it worked out with the bigger space and the one stage and then separating other panels. So having that big, like, rock star stage with lighting and stuff really made, like, the guests were special, but then it felt more special with all the, like, production value.
Yeah. I liked Adam West. What? Adam West is awesome. Tell me you don't like Adam West.
Oh, obviously. But, like, I wanted to shake Lou Ferrigno's hand, but I'm small, white, and weak, and I'm pretty sure he would crush my hand.
He would crush you in a heartbeat.
And he was eating a banana.
My brother.
Oh, yeah, wait. This is my... I'm not going to tell, sir, even though it's one of my favorite ones. Please tell the story about Little A.
Little A.
Little
oh,
A.
Oh, my God.
What's our new name? Big Mac and Little Fry?
Big Mac and Small Fry?
Small Fry, yeah.
So, one of our newest GeekVenture volunteer members is our buddy Albert Atienza. Love that guy. Really cute guy. you see him, you're just going to want to hug him.
He's adorable.
He's adorable. I want him to be the face of us. Anyways, so he...
I thought you want a girl to be the face of our...
Yeah, like, but he's cute.
But like, if he was pedo bear, you would let him pick your daughter.
Yeah probably.
We wouldn't want to cover his face with the pedo. Anyways,
of course, guys.
Okay, so what I liked about Kamikaze is that all the special guests, they were just out on the floor, and you know, opposed to Comic Con, you had a fight to meet like Adam West, Terry Strong.
When you're walking up and down that like the far right hand side aisle, like there was just tons of like past celebrities, YouTube
Elvira, Linda Blair,
you know, and they were just out there doing autograph. Not all Power, they had some Power Rangers, but yeah.
Just like with what Richie was saying, I liked how the aisles were nicely spaced. Surprise, surprise, a YouTube person we're all a fan of, Miss Hannah Minx, was at Kamikaze, you know, promoting herself. And I didn't know. And when I did find out, someone who had a poster of her told us, oh, she's along the wall with her booth. And we said, go over there. And we run into Albert. And what's going on is,
I didn't know he was there that weekend.
He told me he was going.
Oh, well.
I encouraged him to go.
Thanks for the heads up, by the way.
And he's talking to Miss Hannah Minx, you know, bought a poster, she's signing it, and she goes, so, yeah, is there, like, anime or anything over there?
No, she asked for manga.
Manga, right. Manga. And then Albert, you know, yeah, he points over into the distance, and he goes, yeah, I saw some over there. And as soon as he does, he drops his hand and hits the table, and her soda flies all over Hannah Minx. Mind you, this is a really well-known YouTuber.
Yes.
Wait, now that you tell the story, it sounds so on purpose.
It's
diabolical on purpose.
But you know what? When Brian says it spilled all over her, it did not actually hit her. It landed in her bag.
It fell down and then it sprayed all over her. Like,
she was far enough away from the table.
Man, fantasy did not.
She's wearing a skirt, a skirt. It missed her skirt and then ran into her handbag with all her stuff.
She's
like, oh no.
Yeah.
She was by herself at the time, and she was like, does anyone have, like, a napkin or something?
They had the security guard.
He wasn't there. He was doing something else. He wasn't there.
But he came back with
napkins. He came back, yes.
Oh, okay.
And but, like, it was great. Albert's like, oh. And we're all like, Albert, what did you do?
He just standing there frozen.
She teaches me Japanese on YouTube.
You know what's great? Is we were talking to Albert earlier, like, just, you know, shooting shit with him, and then all of a sudden that happened.
Yeah.
Albert, oh my god!
Think about that though. You're like, how often do you get to say, I spilled Hannah Minx's soda on her? And I thought that's what was well worth it. And it looked like she didn't want her soda anymore. And she put it like on another table where
was
she wasn't
empty
sitting
at that point.
Because, you know, there was
some dude
left.
Like take it all creepy?
No! That's
Albert,
what I was gonna say.
Albert, right?
No, here you go.
That'd be YouTube money.
She has her Coke and she puts it on another table. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, that's Hannah Minx's Coke. And it was on her lips. And I'm like, hey, Hannah, are you going to finish that? And she looks at me and goes, yeah, I am.
So she grabs it and puts it back on her side.
She is not going to do an interview with us at this rate.
No. Wait, Tanisha has a part B to this story.
But, yeah, I wanted to drink a soda just so I could say I drank Hannah Minx's soda.
Indirect kiss.
You're a perv. Before we ask Tanisha about that, she had like her profile pic, and she was autographing it, and she was like drawing little pictures and even Japanese, you know, sayings. So she was like drawing bunnies on people, like for their autograph, and she's like, well, I'm gonna draw a bunny, and one of us said it.
It was me.
It was Brian. He's like, hey, have the bunny holding a soda. She's like, oh my god, great idea. And so this little bunny has a soda, and the other one has like another soda, and like it spills it.
So yeah, that's on Albert's photograph picture.
I'm like, Albert, you'll forever be known as the guy who spilled soda on Hannah Minx.
We're the only people that know that though.
Well, now the whole world knows it.
Thanks
to the podcast.
Thanks to the podcast.
I like how the story could have gone way creepy and then it got really cute.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know what? It's Albert, so everything becomes
everything,
cute.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wait, so you were saying we never get an interview, but Tanisha, she ran to Hannah Meeks also.
Yeah. What happened was a friend of mine asked me to invite her to a party. And so as I was waiting in line, I got this great idea to give her one of our cards and ask her if she would do an interview. And when I got up to her, she loved the outfit, and she was all for it. I gave her the card, and then what happened was she got up, and she asked me for a hug, and all the other guys in the line just gave me the most evil, jealous stare ever.
Look, I wish I was that girl right now.
But they get to watch, like, two girls.
Right,
like,
that's my thought process. Know?
Like, I'm happy in line right now.
I mean,
it's like the girl version of Touch Tips.
Oh
Wait, wait, wait. Yes. No. Referring back to last week's podcast, power transfer?
Power transfer. No.
Stop it. Hashtag plus 18 podcast.
Right. Every time I saw Brian, I said, hey, power transfer.
I don't know what that means.
It's okay. We'll find out later.
Dude, you don't listen to our own podcast?
No.
He hates us.
Right?
Yeah, he hates everyone.
Why would I listen to ourselves talking?
Because we're sexy voices, dude.
Our voices are beautiful.
Production value.
Yeah. And when people come to you and they quote the podcast, you got to know what you're quoting.
Yeah.
You know?
But, we didn't get to your favorite story, Dustin. I know what yours is, and you're going to rub it in my face again, which I've conceded. I'm wrong.
No.
I'm wrong.
Okay. I don't know how many. I'm pretty sure everybody listens to our podcast knows about this certain guy named D. Pity who cosplays as Deadpool, and he goes around to all the Southern California cons and he dances with people. That's all his video is dancing. And so my mission was to find him at Comic Con, and I failed. I was so depressed. And then I'm like, oh, Kamikaze, it's where AX was. He was at AX, and I know he lives in the LA area. Like, maybe I'll be lucky and I'll run into him and I'll find him. So it was JR, our friend Brad, and then we were walking.
As we walked
into the con, and we got to the stairs. And we're walking up the stairs, and I look up the stairs, and there's a guy as Deadpool. And I'm like, what are the chances that's him? I'm thinking to myself. And I looked at his belt, because he has a distinct belt from other Deadpools. He has, instead of black utility parts, he has desert tan utility parts. And he has wooden swords instead of metal swords, which everybody else uses. Everybody else carries metal swords for some reason. So I'm like, that's D-Pity. That's the dancing Deadpool.
My exact words were, that's absolutely not. You're wrong, Dustin. That can't be him.
I'm like, JR, look. That's dancing Deadpool. And he looks at me and goes, that's any Deadpool, dude. That's not him. I walk up to him. Because he had a film guy with him, too. Carrying a camera and a camera bag. And I was like, hey, man, are you D-Pity? Are you the dancing Deadpool? He's like, yeah, man, what's up? I'm like, boom, in your face, JR.
Yep.
So not only did we get pictures with him, then we danced for him with him, and he put us in his video. He just released Kamikaze.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
#TWP.
Not once, but twice we were in the video. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm so happy.
Eat it, JR.
So I walked to the Kamikaze 4 hours late, and I ran into them guys. I'm like, yeah!
Yeah, I had to make sure that Richie got in there with his Mr. Mustache costume, and I made sure to pull him, like, you have to dance with us.
If you guys watched the video, we're the guys doing the pew-pew, like, gun hand motions.
And the Richardson pelvic thrust dance.
Yeah, and Richard has this giant mustache, like, at his waist, and another one on his, like, face, and it's like, you know, it's fake mustache, but still. That and meeting Jessica Negri and, like, just goofing off with Justin in front of her was fun.
Yes.
JR, I'm sorry. I called you Justin. God, I feel embarrassed now.
You should.
Because, like, I took a picture with Negri, and Justin's like, damn, I did it again. JR is like, hey, I want to take a picture with her too. And I just like push him. I'm like, no, you don't get to take a picture with her. Only me. And she laughs at us.
And
like,
he knew what I was going to do too.
Yeah, I knew exactly what he was going to do. I'm like, okay, here, give me the camera. I'll take the picture. It was worth it.
Yeah, and like and Brad, he worded this wonderfully. Is that like she seems like from. I mean, she's like a model, basically, and she's like an idol to the nerds and stuff like that. But
Brad wasn't a fan of her at first.
Yeah, like when she took the pictures with us and she was like laughing and joking around with us, like it proved that she really does enjoy what she does and that she's a really personable person, and she's got a really nice personality too. Yeah. Like she's not doing it just to get attention, you know. I'm sure she likes the attention.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
She's a really good person.
She doesn't like attention, but if you guys run into her, just you know, flag her down and ask for a picture, and she'll do it.
Or a poster. The posters are really nice, too.
Yeah. No, you don't want anyone else proposing to
you. I may have bought a Lollipop Chainsaw poster that she was selling.
She's got a nice bite.
Yeah.
It was the upskirt one, right?
It was the upskirt
one. Did you get a trophy for it?
No.
Oh.
You mean a trophy. I was going to say achievement.
I was going to say, like, is there a code that's on the poster and then you get an achievement?
That would be amazing.
It's a game.
In the game.
Yeah,
look up her skirt.
Yeah, in Lollipop Chainsaw, there's just a trophy called I didn't do it on purpose, and if you, like, move the camera to, like, look up Juliet's skirt. But she, like, blocks
totally
you.
Not on purpose.
But she blocks you, and it's like, dang it. And it's like, boom, unlocked. Trophy or achievement. And I'm like, best game ever.
So, yeah, I'd call the weekend a bit of success.
That was a great week.
Yeah,
I mean, it was so much.
There was a couple times in between where, you know, it got a little rough, but, like, all in all, like, going to the con and hanging out with our buddies and seeing nerds kind of like ourselves rather than those just pop culture, like Brian said, pop culture.
Yeah.
It was pretty successful, and I hope we can see it again next year.
I'll,
with more, how do you say it?
More dancing?
There
more,
you go.
More Deadpool dancing? Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
apparently.
I'll agree
more dancing.
No, I know what you mean. Like, more
organization.
Like, more organization essence, I guess you could say.
Yeah, because
like,
there's a couple.
I mean, it's only year two, and it was already this
yeah.
big.
It was. I think
yeah,
it
the only
year two.
My only problem about the con was that, I mean, besides the little hand things that you
yeah,
gave us,
we didn't get badges like
got,
every other con. We got wristbands.
Yeah, and two of the panels we wanted to go to started at 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. We couldn't get in until around 11:30.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, who gets to go to those panels?
But you know what? A little story about the hotel we were at. We stay at this hotel where, I guess,
the
lots. The Lux, where a lot of the staff was actually staying for AX, or not AX, I'm sorry, Kamikaze.
All these conventions at the same convention.
Yeah, it's,
nice.
I get confused
just
easily.
Say.
Yeah, they're the same convention.
So, Brian was on the 9th floor, JR and I were on the 7th floor, so we went up to his room, and then we came, we're getting on the elevator to go back to our room, and what was it, like, something the 8th floor, and these lady and a guy get on, and the guy has a badge that says staff, the lady has a badge that says staff, and Brian just looks at us, and he looks at them and goes, excuse me, you guys have staff badges. What do you guys do with the con?
Actually, every time we were in the elevator, no matter who we were with, even if they're kids, I was like, hey, you guys going to Kamikaze?
Yeah.
So yeah, yeah I just asked him, hey, you guys going to Kamikaze? And
yeah.
She goes, actually, I'm the CEO of Kamikaze.
That was pretty cool.
And
yeah.
She was like, well, if you guys have any suggestions to make the con better, please let us know on our Facebook or something. So I thought that was really nice.
It was great because she even apologized to us for having to wait outside. But she said, I guess the fire marshal kicked him out because there were too many people crowded inside. And she was like, well, it's hot. Like, I wanted them to come inside to, like, not die of heat.
And to prove her point, we saw about two or three ambulances that picked up people that were suffering from heat stroke.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
yeah.
We were outside for a while, so we saw...
Well,
but
you didn't come to 4 hours
yeah,
later,
that's
why.
True. But I did see tweets about the fire marshal showing up and trying to regulate, so...
Yeah. But
it's not something they can really control. But, I mean, it's not their fault it was 104 degrees outside that day, you know?
Or was it?
Uh-oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like when it rained at Kanji, basically. When
oh, I was so sad.
Inclement weather.
I apologize so much to Christina V. Like, I'm sorry.
When the panels were all late and stuff?
It was like her first time in San Diego, and all 3 days she was there, it was raining. I was so upset.
And her name was spelled wrong, but
we
won't go there.
Wasn't everybody's name spelled wrong?
and they gave us the wrong time to her panel and the wrong room to her panel.
Yeah.
I digress.
Anyway,
Kamikaze
year two, alligator, kanji year three.
So wait, let's do this. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to go around the table, start from Tanisha, give it a number. Tanisha.
Plus 10.
Alligator.
Alligator...
Kanji.
Alligator. So wait, alligator greater than kanji?
Greater.
Okay.
JR. Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus? Mm-hmm. No.
That's not a math symbol.
Yeah, that's not even a math symbol.
Oh, I thought we were naming animals.
No.
Scale 1 to 10.
Scale 1 to 10.
Okay, hippopotamus.
Am I
out
the
of 14.
Only one that did this right?
He's quoting this YouTube guy named Ben.
That's
why.
Oh, okay. I was like,
he's just trying
reference
to be,
over
I'm
my
dumb.
Head.
He's trying to be a troll. Just don't ignore him. No, seriously.
7.345. Yeah.
Okay.
That's about it.
Brian.
A 9, only because I'm afraid of our government.
I'm kidding.
Whoa!
The
no,
genie will get
me. I think, yo, it was really well. Yeah,
holding
I'd
the Asian
that.
Man down.
I'd say 9, only because, like, if I had anything to, you know, bitch about was probably the wristband operation was really dumb because there were two different ways you could have gotten your wristband. 4, if you technically think about it. There was so many different booths you could go to depending on how you purchased your badge. And so we're going to the Ticket Leap badge. And of course, you show them your ID. You show them your barcode.
No, I didn't even show them our. We didn't even show them our.
No,
ID.
That,
they
exactly.
They
what
just
happened
no IDs,
was
not nothing. They just took
what
it
happened
the
is
van.
In the middle of the line, there were two staff members that would go, "Oh, there's your paper. I give it to me," and they would give you a wristband. And the thing is, we got our wristbands. They didn't even check our ID. We gave them our paper. That was cool, but we got paper wristbands, and then when
they gave us the wrong wristbands.
And we bought full two
yes,
day
yes.
passes.
We
should have had.
We didn't know that. We didn't know that. And our friends who showed up afterwards, we saw the wristbands. They were like plastic, and I was like, "I'm gonna shower." And this is going to get ruined. Why would they give us a paper one? Why did you guys get plastic ones? And apparently, the people in line were just trying to... The
I'll
staff members in line
fast.
Were just trying to get going
yeah.
to get out of there. So I had to go back in line, go to the actual booth, show them my barcode on my phone because they took my paper, and get an actual, you know, withstanding
yeah,
badge.
All of us had to do that, except
Sunday,
for some of us that came 4 hours late.
On Sunday, I ripped mine off on Saturday night. This is just annoying me. Sunday,
yeah.
I go to the line, and I go up to the lady. I'm like, I had to take it off because I had a shower. And I'm like, but I don't have, you guys took my paper and ripped it up. And she's like, oh, yeah. here. She gives me a new pass. I'm like, do you want the old one? She's like, yeah, I better take the old one too. I'm like, oh, thanks.
It's like, that's a good idea.
I just walked off.
Yeah. I mean, that was smart. You know, they, no questions asked, but I mean, like, why would they do that
in the first
place? Well, year two.
That's all I have to complain about. Lines. One thing, I really like how they had the DJ that was playing music update.
I like that.
My favorite part is when he was trying to get the Gangnam Style video with all the lead characters as we were leaving, and that dude starts playing the Gangnam Style song.
Dude, as soon
I was
as
like, con complete. And we.
Right? As soon as they start dancing, here comes Gangnam Style, and it's like perfect timing.
There was at least, what, 10 lead characters in there? Yeah. At least.
There was a lot.
My friend was recording her own Gangnam Style video, but they didn't have a boombox. And, we were like, ask the DJ, but they were too afraid to ask the DJ.
Oh,
and so they just danced to it without the music, and as soon as they finished, then the DJ played Gangnam Style on his own.
So did you shoot it again?
No.
No.
What?
Double the Gangnam Style?
Oh, so, quick question. Anyone out there, if anyone can tell me why these cons like to use Ticket Leap, please. They failed Comic-Con, they failed AX, and I guess Kamikaze kind of worked, but I figure that's not Ticket Leap's fault, but still, I just want to know, because, you know, Eventbrite, Alligator. I'm hooked on the Alligator now.
You're welcome.
Greater than sign.
You're welcome for the Alligator. Okay, so I want to give it a 9 also, just because the ticket thing, and then that's really it, just a ticket thing. I actually had a lot of fun. I didn't go to any panels, though. But
they got a lot of really famous people. I mean, you said Adam West. They had Lou Ferrigno. They had a bunch of Tara Strong.
Tara Strong.
And the XX Girls.
The XX Girls.
Shout out to them. Beautiful, beautiful women.
I hate them.
Wow.
He hates everyone.
And
why?
now our team is dead.
They're going to listen to this and be like, that.
In 2015, if we no,
I
that's why
him.
I petitioned for Ricky George.
I posed for him.
Oh,
he hates
Brian,
no
me,
one.
Brian,
no,
you know.
It's okay.
But yeah, I mean, for a con in its second year to have that many
that
people, that was
great.
Yeah.
That's
and
amazing.
I had fun.
I mean, we were supposed to go see Ego Raptor, but I mean, he was sick.
He got sick. You can't blame the con for that.
I blame him for that.
Still love you, Ego Raptor.
Money.
I feel like I cheated in my happiness because it was also my birthday at the time.
That
so
is
that's
true.
Why it went to +10.
That just makes the con
that's
even better.
That's all right, yeah.
Birthday con.
She met Kevin Hart.
Okay, next year, more.
Kevin Hart?
God
Kevin,
dang it.
Kevin
why do I do that all the time? I am the worst.
Yeah.
I would name
birthday
con. Why am I in charge of this podcast?
it was Kevin Sorbo?
Something like that. All right, so we're going to wrap up this first half of the podcast with Kamikaze News. And stay tuned for the second half.
Ta-da.
Part 2 of the Gigabyte Podcast, episode 4. And we switched up some seats, so let's do intros one more time. I'm still here, Dustin, and next to me I have...
The best friend, JR.
And next to him...
Hi, I'm Joseph.
And next to him...
I'm Richard, the big brother best friend forever.
That was awkward. And at the end we have...
Hey guys, I'm Richie, and I keep Cosplay America in my heart.
And we mentioned earlier about this podcast being sponsored by 3v3 Commission the Card Game, and we're going to talk a little bit about it, even though we have an article up. We just want to push it out there because this card game is really cool. So I'm going to throw it over to Richard and Joseph because they're really the guys that are really super excited about this game. So Richard?
All right. A couple of weeks ago, we were approached by Darren, and he was telling us about his card game that was coming up called 3v3 Commission the Card Game. I've actually read some of his comics beforehand, and it was actually really cool. It's very tongue-in-cheek type comics, but he also has his own storyline called Commissioned. And he just had his podcast come... not podcast, I'm sorry, Kickstarter come up. Leave me alone. Ruin
a
podcast.
Get a podcast for a card game?
Whoa.
Just call us, we might do one, you know. But yeah, it was a really cool concept. We really dig in. Joseph, what else do you got for it?
Yeah, so about 3 days ago, he reached his goal of $17,500.
He won $17.500?
Hell yeah.
No, $17,000.
And so 17 $1,500. And he received $18,965 from 182 backers.
Nice. Whoa, wait.
Yeah. Wow.
So he got...
Wow, he got a lot of big donations then.
Yeah, yeah. He got, like, well over $1,000.
Or maybe he had, like, three really big donations and, like, everyone was, like, $1.
He's just micromanaging. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, was it, like, 15 bucks and you get the game or 20?
It was, like, 20 bucks. Yeah. So, like, a lot of people ponied up the cash for that. That's pretty amazing.
And there was a lot of good, you know...
But just check out the description later on. There's more about the game than appears, and it's actually really cool. We already tried to demo the game ourselves and see how it looked, and we're pretty amazed. Probably if you stay tuned later, we're going to do a video review of the game and a tutorial for new people. And if you check out the article, there's some exclusive cards that Geek Adventure has, so please check that out. And if you guys have the game, we'll play you on it.
Wait, so if you've never read the comic... It's 3v3 commissions. So are these like artists battling for commissions?
Oh, you know what?
I'm just guessing off the title. Wait,
that is
the
comic. Trademark adventure. We're doing that game.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. It's the commission. It's called Commission the Comic. So.
No. Oh, okay. It's like more like across the storyline.
This is not Naruto. No, that's what the comic. I should fight for my village.
That not be spoken in this podcast.
that's just what the comic is called.
I was actually looking at the article, and some of the art is of like popular, like, you know, geek culture stuff, mm-hmm. but like with a twist. Like I can't for life remember what some of the cards were called.
It's a little bit on the punny side, but at the same time it's tongue in cheeky and because he has a regular like random drawing type thing, and it's kind of like how, you know, Escapist does Cyanide and Happiness. Every day they have a comic and it's like something really random and funny.
Yeah.
So if you check that out, we have a bunch of actual comics that we really dug and it's there. And along with a couple of the cards that he provided for us.
So we got limited edition cards.
Yes.
So, like, one day that card is going to be equivalent to, like, the Black Lotus in Magic.
We have the Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Yeah, no, that's a cheap card now.
Oh, okay.
Who cares about Blue Eyes?
Yeah, it's cards he was like, all right, you guys can show these cards. We haven't, you know, showed it to anyone else, and you guys get these
cards exclusive.
Like, he wanted us to show them for him.
Alright.
Yeah, and basically, well, I was looking through the cards, and I don't know why, but my favorite card was the Turd Demon Cat. Yeah.
Well, that's what I call my cat, so.
Your cat's the Turd Demon?
Oh, man, when he goes, he goes.
Oh,
it's
man.
Not even the, it really, I'm laughing, but it's really not funny when you
it's not.
So, do you take HP damage to do turd scattering of the litter? I'm just assuming off the name again, guys. I have nothing to work with.
I can get my turd card.
All I can say, it has 7 attack and 1 defense.
Okay.
From what we can see from the artwork of the card.
Well...
Activating a turn card.
Just stay
really
tuned for
bad.
The review, and we'll have a tutorial of the game.
Exactly.
There's a current tutorial, but we're gonna try and make our own twist on it.
I like the whole like,
because
it's 3 cards in the field for each player,
mm-hmm.
and those 3 cards have to survive a round, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was
there,
the way
yeah,
I,
they,
I interpreted
you get to use them.
It?
You get to use them for 3 different. Like one gets to be defense, one gets attack, and one gets to be a special skill.
So there's like one field, 3 cards.
Yeah,
yeah,
and you don't have to really worry about resources and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just the cards. Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Yeah,
and then you know you get points taken away as you play against your opponent. Yeah,
so
it's just
simple
3 cards.
Yet deep, like
yeah,
like dive kick.
Yeah, it's like you have only 3 cards. So you got to really build your strategy around what you're gonna play. Because does your opponent see your cards when you lay them down, or is it like face down that you flip at the same time and you see what does what?
From what we've seen, it was what you just face them
face up automatically at the same time.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
I play this. It's like okay. Well,
yeah, you're like I'm
going to
use this for defense. I'm going to use this for attack.
Oh, okay.
And this one I'll use a skill ability.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
The 3v3.
Yeah.
So you can just put
got it now.
Yeah.
You can just play your Blue Eyes White Dragon off the bat.
Like I said, right now we're still trying to figure it out ourselves. But like I said, if anything, we're looking at the cards like this. This looks cool.
Yeah.
Looks cool.
Yeah.
Wait, how's the game work? Oh, yeah. It just looks cool.
Yeah, we're kind of a card game nerd group, too.
Yeah,
like,
before this podcast, we were playing Tanto Kuori, the maid game.
We were supposed to play this game I got at Kamikaze called Tentacle
Bento.
But
it's not here.
I know,
so
I forgot.
And we're going to do an entire YouTube series of us just, like, it's like a game cast, but it's a card game, so I'm not sure if we're still casting because there's no screen, but there's games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game Days 2012.
Oh, game Game Days 2012.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
I don't know how
speaking
many
of games.
I don't know how many people out there
and
are
days.
Are fans of us and Mega 64. But
Internet soldiers.
Yeah,
is that the name of their fans?
Yeah, they call, well, it was random. Yeah, they're like, what's the name of our fans should be? Because you know we have Whovians who are Doctor Who people.
Wait, so if we have Gigalanders, like, can they protect our land for us?
Yeah.
They have beam swords.
A thousand. Yes.
Not a beam saber. Not a lightsaber. A beam sword.
So we're playing, if we're playing sword. Yu-Gi-Oh, they're field barrier.
Yeah,
there you go.
So yeah, if you've ever heard, yeah, it was actually during like a podcast where like, what should we name? And the most ridiculous thing was Internet Soldiers with a Z.
You know what though? I like that.
Yeah.
You think sounds... someone would have taken it already?
But no.
Yeah.
It sounds badass though, like Internet Soldiers.
Soldiers. So when they go to Disneyland, it's like a cyber war.
Dude, it'd be awesome. Shoot. Y'all like put arm cannons on and be like, run around.
And just come out in Avengers.
Game Days.
I'm Mega Man.
No, come out.
I'm Mega Man.
Come out of Tomorrowland and be like, Game Days.
Pew, 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 pew.
Be like an arm cannon like they have in Saints Row the Third.
Yes.
So, for people that don't know, what is Game Day for Mega 64?
That's a Richard
question.
If
you guys didn't know, we're all a bunch of dudes that love Mega 64. And indeed. We helped them out in some.
I tolerate them. I unbanned them from Kanji. That's what they get from me so far.
Dreams do come true.
I love how they're not going to show up at this 2013, probably.
But yeah, we're fans of them. And then in 2009, they had this video called Game Days. I'm not going to spoil it here because the surprise.
Yeah. Watch the video.
Watch it. Just YouTube Mega 64 Game Days, and it'll be like boom right there.
But ever since 2009, like they had this sort of meetup thing at Disneyland where they'll plan the day and a bunch of fans will come. And last year there was over like 70 to 100 people that came with the Game Day shirts and everything.
Wow.
Dude, you remember when Freddie W.
Wait,
started doing something like that?
Does Game Day say 09 on it though?
Yeah.
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 So like if it's 2012, you still have an 09.
That's pretty hilarious,
shirt.
Actually.
So like, well, I'm coming with my Mega 64 shirt.
Hands off
of course
to
you
that.
Are.
But like if you go there, like they said in their podcast, like they went to Star Tours and they filled up two whole like
cards.
Wow. Like whatever.
Game Day came before. Wait, what is Freddy W.
Does Roller Coaster Day.
Your Roller Coaster Day.
But he does that at Six Flags. He's only been doing it for 2 years. Like, oh no, 3 years. I'm sorry, 3 years. So it's like the first year he went, he announced it, like nobody showed up. It was like,
wow.
Aaron's like a couple
like
other people.
10 people.
And then like the second year he got there, it was like 500 people waiting for him.
What?
They're like, yeah, Freddy. And then the third year he got there, it's like the entire front of Six Flags is just all Freddy W. fans.
Yep.
Damn.
And then like the park was just for them basically that day.
Yeah,
because they go on like a Wednesday.
Yeah, they go on a Wednesday. They go in the middle of the week.
Yeah, we have to work.
There's
so.
No
yeah.
holidays around, and it's like, wow.
So what day is Game Day? Segway.
November 18th, actually.
A Saturday?
What
day?
Apparently
guys,
Sunday.
We're supposed to plan this.
Oh, man. I need a calendar. Oh, wait, look, a smartphone.
A smartphone.
Apparently it's a Sunday, but I
okay.
can't know.
November 18th is a Thursday.
Oh, well.
Let's go check on the Mega 64 site.
Yeah, exactly.
So, false information.
So,
false
Game Day, I'm assuming we're playing games. I need to figure out a way to have a standing, like, rolling table. And
no.
In line, we will play card games.
Are we going to play a
table with a generator and a PS3 and a TV?
Yeah.
Are we going to play
Metal Gear Solid?
We're going to play Metal Gear Solid 4 the entire time.
Yeah.
No, Metal Gear Solid 3.
Metal Gear Solid 3, yeah.
That was one of their videos.
That's
for the
Metal Gear video that
yeah.
they got permission by
yeah.
Konami.
Because
they E3.
Yeah, for
yeah.
The transfer data system.
Transferring.
Power transfer?
Power transfer?
Hideo Kojima Dakara.
Wait, what was the guy from the... Psycho Turkey? Was that?
Yeah.
Psycho Turkey.
Yeah. Was it you that told me about
oh,
the story?
Oh, wait. You know what? Yeah, Mega 64 had blah, blah, blah. Why does it say Sunday, November 10th, November 18th, 2012? And then you said it was a Wednesday.
No, that was Freddy's.
Oh.
His stuff was on Wednesday. I thought it was Saturday.
Okay, this
someone said Sunday, but it's Thursday.
Wait, when is November 18th?
So it's a Thursday.
Wow, are we really doing this right now?
It's a Thursday.
Yeah, I totally
thought
this was pre-planned before we hit record, guys.
No, we're done. We're done talking about
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah, but, that being said, if you are going...
Wait, what are you...
Bring a game... Wait, I have an Android tablet.
November is on a Sunday.
I would like more Android people to play with.
I probably
did
go to the wrong month. I'm dumb head.
Yeah, bring your Android devices. And
we can all play. We can all play a bootleg Metal Slug called Assaulter.
Assaulter!
If you're going to be there, it'll be Giga Game Day, so we'll take it over.
A game day within a game day.
Hey, guys, who wants to cheer up?
You know, if
I do!
Hey, if you look for us, we'll share a teacup with you, Alice in Wonderland.
I thought we'll share a cheer up with them.
Wait, can we do teacups and churros?
We want to share churros.
Oh, dude, teacups and churros, yes.
Yeah, and then we can spin the churro in the teacup.
Yeah.
Well, people are biting on a churro.
For people who haven't seen that video, you'll get that joke when you watch it.
Yeah, just watch it. And also, if you for more of an incentive, go on Mega64.com. They also have discount tickets.
You
specifically
know
for game days.
You know what I love is we're totally promoting them on our podcast.
Hey,
but you know what? It's all right.
One day you'll return the favor.
Right.
You know
if it's 2015.
We'll make you deal
with
that.
2015. And Mega64 doesn't support us.
We'll do
petition.
Nothing.
Petition what? I don't know.
All right, cool.
So, events coming up? Is it event time?
It's about that time.
Well, all right. I know Richard, Joseph, and JR have... Oh, and you're going to Equestria LA, right?
BBBFF.
Yep.
Best friends forever, ever?
Big brother best friend forever.
Get it right, jerk.
I'm not.
You don't like friendship.
For all the pony lovers out there that listen to us, I'm not a brony. I'm sorry. So
I'm not a brony
don't,
either.
Don't hate me, please. Like I
I'm
understand.
Not a,
I feel like a poser. I go to your events, but then I've only seen 5 episodes. But I love you guys.
Yeah.
But
we accept you.
Watched,
and we
so.
Accept and love you.
What about me?
We accept and love you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I say
it's
okay.
You
kind of be hypocritical if you don't accept me, but you speak.
Is there any new news since the last podcast about EQLA?
Well, the thing is, I mean, we've been approved for press for sure, but we already know that Kathy, the writers from the show, and one of the really good fan artists and stuff are coming, but there wasn't really right now. Like they're in LA. That's the whole point. And LA is where Tara Strong is. Lauren Faust is, Craig McCracken.
Yeah.
So it's like,
wait,
they didn't announce anything. They didn't announce much yet, but of course, this is like those
since
cons
so
where they're
local,
just
going to...
I got a totally off-the-wall question. Is Laura Faust married to Jason Faust? The guy?
No.
Yes.
He's married
Faust?
To Craig McCracken, the creator of Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, he's the guy that did Samurai Jack and
Dexter's
Lab.
Oh, she's married to him?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Because Jason Faust was a Power Ranger at... He does the voice of Leon from Resident Evil 4.
See, this is where we clash.
I'm sorry,
Power Ranger people.
I'm sorry. Well, you just said Faust, and
Resident Evil.
He's the only other guy that I know has that name, so I was just curious.
Yeah.
You know,
she's a Power Ranger, by the way. So
this is canon. It's officially canon. Other than that, like, I mean, there's a lot of potential, but I mean, it's just like any other Brony convention meetup. We'll announce more as the time gets closer, but as far as I'm concerned, we're excited.
Is that Eurobeat guy there?
Yeah, Eurobeat Brony's going to be there. The creator of the song.
I actually,
Discord.
love that song. I drive fast to it as if it was Initial D, because it's in that Eurobeat style, you know.
Yeah.
Speed.
Well,
it's like
we're playing
Initial
D. Yeah. Here we go.
Exactly.
That's an Initial D song.
I know.
Oh, speaking of Initial D, Stage 5, that's it. That's all my announcement.
What?
Go team!
All I gotta say about that is that they have a touring Prius. I do not understand. But
for Initial D?
Yeah, the Initial D, like double A or something.
Are they gonna
not sure if that's stateside yet. I just saw a link, and I'm like, it's sponsored by Prius.
Wait,
so.
if we're gonna talk about cars, remember at AX when we went, there was... X Games were going on the same day X was going on.
Yeah.
And there was those big Hot Wheels, like...
Yeah.
See
in the way! Oh.
You know, the big circles
that,
you know, like, when you were a kid, you shoot the car through, it goes all the way around. I watched a YouTube video today of that, like, actually happening.
They got it cool, right?
And it's two cars, and, like, they do that, and, like...
Oh, they're doing two cars now?
The one goes first, and the one starts just a little bit after, and, like, the lanes merge together, and they get behind each other, and they go around that giant loop, and they just go down. I'm like, holy mac, we should have gone over there and watched that. Like, that was awesome.
Wow.
Speaking of cars, check out the new car ride at Disneyland California Adventure for Game Days 2012.
Wow, that was a horrible segue.
Go team.
Yeah, that segment was
A plus.
Over.
So,
other events or
BMX?
Yeah,
my wife's gonna be there. We've already had the discussion. My wife's gonna be there.
Richie, you're BMX guy. So,
major announcement. You will see the first ever Giga Venture merchandise. Giga Dice.
Giga Dice?
Or merch Giga? Venture? Merch Anyways.
We haven't decided on that name yet.
I got one. Giga Stuff.
Giga Stuff.
Giga Bros.
Giga Swag?
Giga Swag. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
This is officially canon.
This is canon.
Right.
Yep.
So, Deanna Sully, we're going to give you money for this. But we're saying this now. The artwork will be by her.
D-Base is going to roll around. Where's our shirts? What are you talking about? You don't listen to the podcast? We guys need to buy make a shirt. Huh?
So, wait, when is PMX?
Pacific Media Expo. So, they say Pacific Media. It is the media from the entire Pacific Rim, including, like, China, Korea, Japan. I think they had, like, something from Thailand once, but then...
What's China?
I'm 12, what's China?
It's a country that will outpower us eventually.
It's a thing where all maids are from.
It's a thing where Jackie Chan comes from.
What's it? Who? Yeah. No, I'm joking!
So it's a little bit more expanded from an anime convention where it's centered around Japan, because a lot of us are interested in, like, say, for example, K-pop or...
Wait, is Psy gonna be there? Open Gundam style?
Whoa, hey.
That'd be awesome.
He's worth so much money, dude. I don't know who... Well, no, Tao Nightclub could afford him. Just saying. Yeah, we will be working alongside PMX for their media services. So, see, exclusives.
Whoa.
And waifu action for over there.
I can't help but get excited.
So wait, when is PMX date?
The weekend of November 11th.
Okay.
Which is Veterans Day weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so you don't have to ask for the day off.
Well, yeah. Depending.
Well, it depends on what day we leave. It's a three day event, so it starts Friday.
Do you work
Saturday,
for a bank
Sunday.
Or a federal institution?
Yo! Wait, I don't work for the government. I'm just saying. Shifty eyes.
Shifty eyes.
I do not know national.
Yeah,
I do not
a lot
know
of businesses
secrets.
Support that holiday.
Yeah.
But yes.
Well, it's like AX was on the 4th of July, remember?
Right.
That was kind of wonky for me because it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
like,
Monday?
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Why?
Whatever. Because Monday is a day off. I'm like, yeah, but people.
I have, you know, family. I mean,
a lot of people have the day before instead of after, depending on where they work.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm hoping for at least three designs. You know, we got like two months, technically. We had 2 weeks until October, then 2 weeks.
You're hyping it up. We're going to sell out. We're going to be like, we're sorry, you people. We ran out of our swag.
Dude, you should come day zero. We're going to have a table. It's going to be out in the hall. We're going to skip the exhibitor, like, hall. We're going to be out with the people.
Hey, should we rip off Man 64 and just, like, dance the entire time? And do our own cosplay dance video?
There will be opportunities to play card games with the sexy foxy lady. So,
hey,
I'll just leave out that.
Lady.
Sexy foxy lady.
Oh, dang it, it's in my head now.
Nice.
Hey, I love Gundam style.
And there's any way we get a Deep Hitty over.
Oh, yes.
We're going to talk to him. I want him to do autographs. Maybe he's like.
We're going to give him autographs?
Maybe to 1 p.m.
on
Saturday.
Put, like, somebody's going to picture of
it should be our cameo. And it's like a 5x10.
They bring a picture of like Deadpool. He just puts Deep Hitty, lol.
Or
something like some troll. Like someone comes like as the Joker and he was like, why so serious? Like, why? I don't know.
I don't know why, actually.
Hey, the Twitter's actual Twitter account pushed out his video because it's that amazing for Kamikaze. So.
Oh, yeah.
So Twitter's Twitter tweeted that?
Can we not
That's
that?
Right.
Tweeted?
It's you. Sorry, buddy.
What? Oh.
You got twitted.
I got twitted. I've been twitted. Twitterified?
Can you...
All of us?
I'm trying to figure this out, guys.
So...
He's famous, damn it!
So come to
he dances.
And check out our, I guess, table.
You know, I wonder if you'll like take dance requests. Like, hey, can you do Apache? Here's $1.
Is he a stripper now?
I was gonna say,
don't
slip into his belt.
Like, don't degrade Deep Pity, dude. He's
no
too awesome.
like he has so many dances, and the thing is like.
I you know what I want to do? I want to do the hard gay dance with them and go say
yeah.
Just like shake.
Should give like dance lessons. Like, I want to see, like,
you know what I was mad?
A Deep Pity studio.
I don't want to say I'm mad about his last video, but I was kind of disappointed. I felt sad. I'm like, there's no video of him breakdancing. Like, you know, his spinning on the floor and doing awesome stuff. I'm like, oh. But he was only there for that day, and he got what he could. So.
Oh, it was one day apparently.
Yeah, he was only there for one day. But, you know, I'm just
all
glad.
Right. It's all he needs.
Work your magic. I would love him for him to be a special guest. I'm putting that out there.
I love that guy.
Sending my love out there. My cosplay in America.
He's just so adorable. He did not take his mask off the entire kamikaze.
Nope.
He had to fix the contact.
Yeah,
didn't
exactly.
He had to fix the contact amazing. With his mask on. I was like, wow, you are dedicated.
Me and Dustin were all like, you were going to see his face. It's going to be so awesome. We're like, you're like laughing with each other.
It's
like
that one Naruto episode. I had you guys.
First of all, how dare you compare Deep Pity to
I was debating about Ricky George, but I think Richie is the next one.
It was 2015. But yeah, the guy that's got talent.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so.
Let's leave it at that. Richard.
Stop looking at me funny.
Yeah, that. And this past. Was it this weekend, JR?
What?
TGS.
TGS. Oh, yeah, TGS.
Tokyo Game Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going on starting yesterday. Tokyo Game Show is going on. And they're showing all the new releases and all the hippity-haps and the whatnots.
Now, like, they basically, wasn't day one just, like, pure Wii U coverage?
It's what it seemed like. It seemed like the Wii U day. Everything that was going over the Wii U.
Okay.
Good job. Sorry about that.
Richie tried to get up all quiet like, and I'm probably gonna call you out right now. When I said, "Oh guys, if you have to get up, like, don't screech your chairs out." So he literally like uses his legs and just goes, like lifts his chair and then goes to sit down on like the opposite side of the room. Why don't you just have Tanisha get you a soda? She's sitting right here.
Because she's a girl, she has to get him his stuff.
I'm just saying,
whatever, sexist.
She's in a better position to get it because there's no chairs around her.
Because she's a woman.
Wow, Justin. Like Tanisha can't defend me because. She's not part of this segment, but whatever. Because
she knows I'm right.
Can we get back to the Wii U and how I'm not
No,
happy
I hate
about
the
it?
Wii U. Move on.
Well, I want to get everybody else's opinion about the Wii U, not
we don't,
ours.
Their opinions don't... I'm joking.
Why the Wii U?
Yeah, but it was a lot of the stuff that's going over the Wii U. Bayonetta 2.
Bayonetta 2, I'm so angry about that.
Yeah.
Is that for the Wii U?
Yes, only for the Wii U.
Exclusive.
Yeah, that's the word now is that it's going to be only on the Wii U.
You know what I think is funny is the Wii U now is pushing out all these, like, M-rated games when like the Wii was all pure like everybody.
Yeah, do you remember when the first hardcore gen consoles came out like PS3 and Xbox?
Yeah.
They had all these hardcore games and the Wii's like we have Mario and Zelda, and then now you see the Wii U, it's like oh we have Ninja Gaiden 3, Warriors Orochi 3 Hyper,
and
it's like
Bayonetta 2, and they're getting
Borderlands.
They're getting Borderlands. And
on the Wii U?
Yeah, and they're getting Darksiders 2 on the Wii U.
Don't buy that game, by the way.
So, like, you don't hear any word of any Nintendo games that are, like, directly first party.
No, no Super Mario.
They have a Pikmin.
Oh. Anyway, so.
That's like the only one that I remember.
No, Zelda, no Super Mario, no Super Mario Kart, no Smash Brothers.
No,
they'll come out eventually, but.
The Zelda game's already in the works. That's been in
works
for a long time.
Okay, gotcha.
They've been waiting for the Wii U to come out. But, like, I haven't. I mean.
Yeah, the hype is around these, like.
These
mature games.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, Mario, I mean, blah now. That's kind of the census on Mario.
Pretty much.
Blah.
Yeah.
The last Mario game was the one for the 64.
We love Mario. I'm just tired of seeing the same game.
Yeah, it's like you run and you jump.
How come we can't just play Luigi?
Yeah.
I'm gonna continue to say that.
I want
to
play another Luigi's Mansion.
You know what
I think they're doing, but
you know what they need? Sort of. Another like Super Mario RPG.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, with the Wii U. Okay, that would be kind of cool.
It would be pretty cool.
It's like turn-based. It's
like I'm
Mario,
okay with that.
Mario has like a giant katana. Bowser's like an eight-headed dragon that spews acid, fire, lightning.
Yeah, I mean, it was on the Super Nintendo, and it's been how long, you know?
Did you guys ever see the E3 stuff or the Wii U? Like, when you play golf, you put the Wii U on the ground.
Yeah,
I'm
not going to play a system where my cats can jump and poop on it, so.
You know what? It seems now they've kind of. Like, that was, like, their big thing there, because it kind of seemed they wanted to stay in line with the Wii. But now, since I think it got such... I think at E3, it didn't get a very good rap. That's why they kind of changed up their marketing.
Yeah.
So they're going after these big-budget games that did well on the hard-gen consoles, like PS3, Xbox. And they want to bring those audience to the Wii U and say, hey, look, We're a family console if you want to be a family console. Yeah. But if you want to be a hardcore gamer, we have that as well.
Yeah.
Because
we're going to get these games for you.
And I'll give it that. That's cool.
Yeah, honestly, it's a pretty good marketing strategy. I mean, because a lot of people with families, like, you know, we have friends that only have Wiis because their kids play Wiis. And they can't play any of the, you know, so it lends a lot of that. I mean, the hardcore gamers can be like, oh, no, F that. I mean, even we're like that, you know?
Well, you know what's weird, though, is Xbox and PS3 are going the Wii route now with all the motion gaming.
I was gonna mention that because, you know, back then, like everyone was trying to take the example from the Wii. Oh, we have a PS Move, we have a Kinect.
Yeah.
And then the DS goes, ha, we have 3D. And then everyone's like, oh, dang. But then now it's the other way around. Now we're catching up to hardcore consoles.
Yeah, now the PS3 has the 3D TV that package you can get.
Hear about the thing it's called for the Wii U for Netflix, it's TV. TVII.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I'm tired of it now.
Now what do you guys think about, you have to, well, you don't have to, but to buy a second of those like memory controllers, it costs like $100-something to buy like an 8 gig.
What happened to like Wii Sports when he got it for free?
Right?
That other controller allows you to play games while people are playing other games.
Yes, that's the thing though.
Oh,
like it's like a handheld, but it's connected to the Wii U, so it can still run multiple games at once, which I find that's actually a good selling point for that console.
Because I heard that you like games, so you can play a game while your friend plays a game.
Oh,
and you're not even using the TV.
Wait, did they get this market idea from Exhibit?
Right, man. Exhibit making money.
Oh yeah, bring it up to your Luigi's Mansion thing. Whoever brought it up, like
that was Joseph.
Okay, Joseph. Yeah, because
I brought up Super Mario RPG. Because
you know how
someone brought up.
Wait, Richard, you brought up Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, sorry. They're going to have a little mini game with that.
Yeah, because they showed in the video that we all looked at was War of the Roshi Hyper being played on the handheld with the screen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it looked good, but I already played War of the Roshi on the PS3, so.
Yeah. I'll stick to my PS3, thanks.
Yeah,
I mean, they have two new characters now?
Yeah. It's just the girl from Ninja Gaiden Razor.
Oh, I think it's Greyhawk or something like that.
Yeah.
The spear and some other dude.
Some other guy who's probably from some kind of
Tecmo Koei.
They did announce Dynasty Warriors 7 Empires though, which I'm interested
in. Oh, and Ken's Rage 2, I guess.
Well, because they're gonna have a creative character, and for some reason in Dynasty Warriors game, whenever they put a creative character, I'm just like locked onto that. Could you make the character look whatever you want? And, like, you can make him any fight style of any character in the game.
Yeah,
that's always fun.
I always pick Xiao Tai because he has a katana and he's awesome.
Remember, I used to play one of the Empire games where you get this guy that has cards, and
Zhao Qi.
Yeah, that was when I was in high school.
Dude, I've been playing that game for a long time.
Yeah,
all right. I know.
And I think
it's
my fault. I think we lent you the first.
No,
one.
Doug did. Doug lent
me
the first Dynasty Warriors 4, and I was like addicted to it.
It inadvertently is my fault because he found out of it because of me and my father were playing it.
Oh gosh.
And he's like, I want that game.
Like
I need that. And he went and bought it.
A dream within a dream.
Yeah, we incepted you.
You did.
But. By the way, if you ever get a chance, go on GeekAdventure.com. We have a bunch of.
You should
be
going
there.
We have an
entire
page
worth of
every day, by the way.
Stuff.
Yeah, Richard's been cranking these articles out about the new games coming out. Yeah.
So I already talked to Dustin about how these ridiculous abbreviations were. Oh, Dynasty Warriors 7 Empires, Orochi Warriors.
Oh, it's Fist of the Star Ken's Rage 2. It's F O T S N K R 2.
Yeah, you see my abbreviation.
Totally
like,
know what
weirdest.
That means.
Wait,
yeah.
Is the Wii U getting Black Ops 2 also? Because I heard
there's a chance. They said I think there's a chance they're gonna get it.
Yeah, I heard they might be getting it. Because you know what, my uncle, who's obviously older than me, had a Wii at first, and he was playing Modern Warfare 3 on there. And I went over to go play one day. I'm like, this is horrible. Like, you play this game every day? The graphics are horrible. The controls are horrible. I'm like,
it's what you kids play nowadays, right?
I'm like, dude, I'm giving you my other PS3 just because you can't play this game on this console.
Gosh,
it was just so bad. You had to hold like A and the shoulder button at the same time and forward to run.
And then swing.
Yeah, I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, run should be in, like, you know, press down on the toggle and just run.
Right.
Like, not on the Wii. But.
Has there
been any Sony news from the TGS?
There hasn't been
Sony PlayStation Super Slim.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there hasn't been much from
and
shout
the
out
Circle
to Super
D-pad.
PS3, right?
And the new D-pad?
The Circle D-pad for the Nintendo 3DS.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is not Sony news.
That's
big news.
Close
apparently.
Enough.
They got a new PS3. I mean, it's
Super
smaller.
Yeah.
But it's like it's
20% smaller than the one that's out now, and 50% smaller than the first gen PS3.
So does that make it? Someone do math for me.
No. straight up.
I thought you were gonna ask. Is it harder and faster?
The problem is the stuff they're showing right now is stuff that we've known is coming out for a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only thing I didn't know was coming out was Ken's Rage 2 or Fist of the North Star, and like everything we've
Kurt.
Yeah. I think everything else that we've linked on Giga Venture has been known for a while, actually.
And I don't know if anyone here plays Phoenix Wright, but
that's news. A lot of people were really hardcore fans of that game. It's a really good series, but like it's starting to look a lot like E3.
Is that TGS? No way.
Am I taking it off my bucket list?
Yeah, back when E4 existed at one point, like that was what I looked forward to, is CES. E3 and
TGS.
Is it just me, or do you guys kind of looking at it that way too? Because I haven't really mind-boggling.
All those
yet.
Conventions are the same now. I mean, you know what? I mean, look at G4 itself. They're changing their name.
It's not G4. Well, they're taking.
They're going to rebrand. They're going to rebrand it as soon. At the end of the year, something like that.
Gentlemen's Quarterly.
Because they're getting rid. They're getting rid of all the gaming stuff. I'm like, well, you guys killed it. Duh.
Yeah, like.
You stop being
man.
A,
that was their heritage.
I love 8 hours of call.
You stop being a real journalist when you just. There was an episode where they reviewed the Sonic game, and I don't know if it was the Sonic Generations. It was the one before that.
The one where he's on the Wii where he has a sword or whatever.
No, the
colors.
I don't remember what it was, honestly, because I don't even listen to the new Sonic game.
Sonic's
before.
Dead to me.
Sonic's dead. Yeah. And but like they were with the creator and they're like, oh wow, this game looks so amazing, and I can't wait to play it, looks great. Like a couple months later when it actually came out, they reviewed it, like, yeah, I guess a 2 out of 5. I'm like, you were just like praising the creator for how awesome it was, and then you give it a 2 out of 5. You're obviously hypocrites.
I remember when they talked about, well, they had a podcast where they talked about they took one of the writers to, because they had the MMA game come out, they took him all the way to another country to show him fights in that country to promote their game. And then when the game came out, they gave them like a 75%, or I forgot what their 7 out of 10, whatever they have.
Yeah, 7 out of 10. Yeah.
Yeah, they gave them that, and then the guy's like, "Oh, so you gave us 7 out of 10?" You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I can see. I mean, I give them that integrity that they don't just take these favors, but at the same time, it's like,
well,
that is kind of a stretch.
Later on, they did. They just started taking those favors.
No one trusts Famitsu. They're a terrible, terrible company, and they take bribes all the time.
Like, look, Adam Sessler left. Kevin Pereira left.
Can I take Giga bribes?
I don't think we want to.
Not popular enough. We don't have enough clout yet.
Oh, wait. I want to get back on TGS and the PS3 Super Slim. I have this weird theory that the reason why they're remodeling it so late in its generation, even though people are rumored that the PS4 will be at E3 next year, mm-hmm. is that you know how the Xbox has Party Chat?
Correct.
And everybody keeps wondering, how come the PS3 does not have Party Chat? And people are saying, oh, it's because there's not enough RAM in the system. I'm guessing one of my theories is they're going to put more RAM and then put out a new update for Party Chat. Because the PSV has Party Chat. So I don't understand why the PS3 can't have it and the PSV does, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I've always wondered that too. Even when they had the Slim, it's like, oh, wow, they still don't have it.
Yeah. Some people say it's copyright stuff, but again, the Vita has it and the Xbox has it. It can't be copyright stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, unless the copyright specifically says consoles and not handhelds.
It took them this long. It's like,
or something. Like, I don't know.
No, you're right. It's just...
It's I don't know. It's
every console catching up to itself. You know?
Yeah, they're going the route of like just wanting to appease fans rather than doing something new and different. And I'm getting really tired of a lot of the gaming industry.
Yeah, one day it's just going to be the Wii X station.
Right. It's going to be
know.
Like it's
random
be all,
name.
It's going to be all Call of Duty, Black Ops, or whatever, and like FPS games, and we're never going to see something like just that breaks kind of the mold.
Shout out to Z-Menace. She got a PS3, like, oops, I stepped in a puddle. Just a chat out there. At that end, if it could convince her to go to game day, I would like to see someone with the PS3 Super Slim and a random portable TV in line.
I was reading this on the forum. Isn't that the same day as the Wii U coming out? Game day? Is it not?
November 18th. Yes, it is.
Whoa. No, you
November.
Know what? They brought up that if you bring it up, we'll sign the LCD screen for you.
No, wait, no.
LCD. Oh, wait, it would have
come out on Sunday. It'd come out on Tuesday, wouldn't it?
I hope so, yeah.
Well, whatever.
Last thing is watch
let's
the
Let's do a
video.
Wrap-up, guys, and final thoughts. So, Richie, was that your final thought, the shout-out?
Yeah, I would like to see the Super Slim in person, outdoors, like a crazy person.
Richard, what's your final thought?
A Kickstarter for me to get me a 3DS so I can get all the... Because I want to get the Phoenix Wright game, the Professor Layton game, and the Phoenix versus Professor Layton game.
Give Richard a 3DS, more video game reviews. Joseph, final thoughts.
Same with Richard. I want a 3DS.
Oh, man.
Because Animal Crossing is coming out.
Yeah, my final thought is you should always use butter over margarine. It tastes better.
I'll agree with that.
It's less fattening too.
Did Cookie Mama teach you that?
Yeah,
I love Cookie Mama. I love the game.
No, you gotta ask a health professor to about what's better, butter or margarine, and they're gonna say butter's better.
So yeah, that's my final thought. You guys should use butter more often.
And lastly, if you guys haven't checked out, we have a new cosplay video up thanks to Brian. So
Brian Kelly Long,
that is true.
Give it a look, see.
And if you remember last podcast, he called out the cosplay world and he said, "Watch out, he's gonna twist the story and do his own thing." And you guys watch
One Word Bras.
When you watch it, you'll be like, "Wow, that was way better." Like I like the whole story they got.
P.S. Pineapples.
All right, guys, so that's going to wrap it up for episode 4 of the Dubai Podcast. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Later.